Every year before they go to sleep for the long winter, bears start moving about, pigging out on anything they can find, from apples, fruits, and birdseed to ants, honey, and birdseed. Whenever they come upon an aromatic and bountiful supply of sunflower seeds, they're delighted. Usually they figure people are dangerous and best avoided. Bears have no concept of what motivates us to put out a smorgasbord of delicious seeds and suet, and may not necessarily even associate this bounty with humans directly, but they do recognize feeding stations as exactly that, stations where they may go to feed. My mother-in-law, who lives in the country out in Port Wing, Wisconsin, has had lots of bear problems over the years. Until last week, when she broke her pelvis, she's been going out at dusk every day to bring in her feeders, and every morning she sets them out again. The bears still come by and pick up the dregs from the ground, but it beats them scarfing down copious amounts of seed and bashing her feeders apart. For a while, she had a, quote, bear-resistant feeder. It was made out of thick, unbreakable plastic and painted a brilliant red, making it a little easier for her to find down in the ravine below her place the several times the bear carried it off before completely destroying it. What are people supposed to do about bears? We seldom look at their antics and depredations in the same light that we look at our own in their world, so I guess we can't really expect bears to do any better. But wherever our lives interface with the natural world, it bodes ill for the natural world. We put out those feeders to subsidize chickadees, cardinals, and other birds that appeal to us. And chickadees and cardinals don't pose problems for us, except in the case of cardinals that start shadowboxing their own reflections in our windows. One demented woman wrote an editorial in Newsweek many months ago about shooting a cardinal that was fighting its reflection in her windows. We move out to the country to get away from people and live in nature, so it's ironic when we start chopping down and shooting at the very nature we ostensibly wanted to live with. Bears are far more destructive of houses, feeders, cars, and even people than chickadees or cardinals, and when they spend time near us, it bodes ill for them, too. If they're scared or learn to associate food with us, bears may attack people and may get killed by our cars. So there are a great many reasons, good and bad, why people want to keep them from our yards and feeders. But some people come up with cruel and disturbing techniques to ward off bears. Recently, someone told me about one recommendation to set out a trap with bleach that would pour on a bear disturbing a feeder. That's almost as dangerous and inhumane as setting out a huge leg-hold bear trap. If a woodpecker or chickadee pecked a hole, it could be blinded for life, and the bear itself could be blinded. If a healthy bear represents a danger to people, imagine what a raging blind bear could do before it finally died a horrible death. And some people recommend setting out bacon or other fragrant food items only laced with peppers or other extremely hot or even toxic items to teach the bear a lesson. The only thing that would teach the bear is to stay away from bacon or whatever the bait was, not the bird seed we were trying to teach it to avoid. I don't approve of mixing cayenne pepper or other hot items in with bird seed to ward off bears, squirrels, or other mammals. Birds don't seem bothered by it. They don't have as much saliva in their mouths since they swallow larger chunks of food without chewing, but these items may cause problems internally. It doesn't seem worth the risk. If we don't want bears bothering our feeding stations, we should rig up our feeders on pulleys or trudge out there twice a day to bring the feeders in and out. It is an inconvenience, but imagine the inconveniences that those bears and raccoons and squirrels and chickadees deal with every day of their lives, negotiating the highways, fences, and development that humans bring to their neighborhoods. If we want to live with nature, we need to learn a certain level of neighborliness. And if we don't want bears sharing our food supplies, maybe we should stop sharing their food supplies. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.